Greetings and welcome to Educationally Speaking. I'm your host, Mark Edwards, Communications Specialist with Oakland Schools. For over a century, the greater Detroit area has been a hub for designing and building automobiles. And the region is poised to continue to be an automotive leader well into the future. With that said, vehicles are not getting any simpler. They are equipped with computer chips and advanced technology, making it nearly impossible to perform any personal maintenance outside of putting air in the tires. Here to shed light on the Oakland Schools Technical Campus's automotive technology programs and on having a certified auto technician perform maintenance on your vehicle is Jawan Willis. He is the automotive instructor here at the Technical Campus Northeast in Pontiac. Jawan, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's great for having you. I know we're going to learn a lot about not only automobiles, but how you're impacting children across, you know, not only this campus, but Oakland County. Jawan, you're an expert automotive instructor. You have more than 10 years of teaching experience. Can you please share with the listeners your career path and describe what your day-to-day is working with these children and these students?
Okay. So my career path, I started as many of my students are starting now, as a non-traditional high school student. And I'm from extreme poverty. And I went through an alternative school, and my career path was going to be through McDonald's. I was going to spend 20 years, become a big manager at McDonald's. But a counselor found that I was passionate about automotive, and she kind of held me hostage to make sure I came to school and did my work so that I can get my 50 cents raise at McDonald's. And once she reached me, she directed me to my passion, a career path in automotive.
Great to hear.
From there, you know, that kind of forever changed me. And from there, I went into automotive. I spent 22 years working in the industry from a lube technician through master technician through service manager, General Motors and Chrysler's technical consultant. And then I decided that I needed to transfer my knowledge and do something a little bit more rewarding. So over these past 10 years as an automotive instructor, I've been maintaining my connections to industry, keeping my master technician status, doing all of my updates and everything to stay a relevant advocate and a resource for the growth of my current students and alumni. Well after graduation to help them through their career. My day-to-day now is pretty much striving to be an educator that follows in the footsteps of the counselor that reached me by meeting me where I was and inspiring me to reach past the adversity that I was kind of living in and grasp my own future. So my goal is to do my part to help fill the gaps in the industry that I love while coaching current students and graduates through our programs in a success at an accelerated pace.
So one person intervened, saw you as a young man, coached you up, inspired you, and thankfully here we are, I don't know how many years later, you said 10 years in the industry, 10 years teaching. So let's say 20 years ago.
About 32.
32 years ago. I wasn't going to date you like that, but you have 24 ASE certifications. Is that correct?
Correct.
You're a Ford ACE instructor, a GM step instructor, a Chrysler Fiat level one technician, GM master technician in 7 of 8 areas, GM world class status we're working on, state of Michigan master auto technician. And that list goes on, Jawan. Just a credit to you. Thank you for dedicating your life to this work and also now changing young people's lives here in Oakland County and helping them gain their careers. Let's talk some purpose, and you shared that a little bit. What's your why when it comes to preparing these students to a career in the automotive environment?
My why can actually be summed up into simply having a strong desire to be the forgettable influence that meets students where they are and then directs them to the success and an automotive-related career path that they never realized they could reach, you know, a level. I raised 6 children as a technician.
Congratulations.
And they're all spoiled through the income level that I was able to make, even being from extreme poverty. So I want to pay it forward and help young adults in the way that I was helped, so that they can have great lives, great careers, great families.
Good stuff. I love meet students where they are. I think if we do that, we can guide them. You know, all of our students come from different circumstances, backgrounds, and we just need to support them. So thank you for that. What recommendations do you have for people that are in need of having repairs performed on their vehicle? Let's jump right into some work.
So repairs for a vehicle, and just regularly, if you have a vehicle, you have a failure on your vehicle, you want to concentrate on taking it to a professional establishment, whether it's a dealership or an independent shop. And you want to ask all the questions that you feel you need to ask for that vehicle. If you're at a place and they're getting frustrated by the amount of questions you're asking, leave and go somewhere else.
Right.
Know your value as a customer, and we are here to take care of customers. Customers are not a nuisance, and we should take the time to explain it. Once you find a repair facility and the customer service rep and sometimes the techs are willing to give you as much in-depth explanation as you need to feel comfortable with spending the money to repair your vehicle, stick with that place. Don't go anywhere else. Don't go shopping around. They will take care of you in 90%+ of the time. That's probably the best advice I could give to a customer, is to know someone with a vehicle concern, know your value as a customer, and trust the professionals. Even though they may cost a little bit more, it'll cost you more to go to an amateur that break something as sure. They repair something.
Absolutely. No, it can be intimidating, and sometimes you go into the shop and you just want trust, right? You want to build that trust with those technicians. So
that's important.
So find someone you can trust, right? So what advice do you have for someone who may be listening and may need a financial alternative to taking their vehicle to the commercial shop? I'm thinking about maybe a grandma out there, maybe an aunt or a single mom or dad. What do you have for them?
So all four of our technical campuses here at Oakland Schools, we do some form of work on customers' vehicles out of the community. This campus, our campus here in Pontiac, we have a slice of students that are doing a college-level curriculum in the ASC Mass program. So we dive a little bit more in depth here. So we can get into engines, transmissions, rebuilds, things like that. When it comes to our other programs, and if you're near a high school program or something like that, and it's sure. Some of the smaller jobs like brakes, tires, something like that, it'd be great to connect with them, get with that instructor, take your vehicle there, because as educational facilities, we can't charge labor, nor can we charge a markup on parts.
Right.
And
good
then
cost savings for the customer.
It's good cost savings, and then good experience for that tech that's going to be in the industry anyway. So then a lot of places, we definitely have connections to industry partners. If we have too many vehicles to get that customers in that has limited resources, then we have industry partners that we can guide them to and say, hey, we would get them in here. We don't have the space or the time in the curriculum. And a lot of our industry partners will give discounts to them that helps them be able to, in a more economical way, get their vehicle safe enough to keep it on the road.
That's great to hear. And so what I understand is we have a few programs across Oakland County, Lake Orion, Oxford, Troy, Huron Valley, Farmington, in addition to OSTC Northwest in Clarkston, OSTC Southwest in Wixom, and Southeast in Royal Oak, and is of course here in Pontiac. So you do have some options out there if you're listening and you need some repairs done to your vehicle. So that's good to hear, and support our high school students, and you can save a buck or two. Good stuff. If you just joined us, today's guest is Juwan Willis, Oakland Schools Technical Campus Northeast Automotive Technology Instructor. When we come back, Juwan, I want to talk to you about being named the Burl Shoemaker ASC Education Foundation Instructor of the Year. We'll be right back. Our four Oakland Schools technical campuses are designed for students who want to graduate from high school with industry certifications, on-the-job experiences, business connections, and college credits with no cost to families. If you or someone you know is a high school student who desires cutting-edge, hands-on learning, visit ostconline.com and explore careers, not just jobs. Are you a parent or guardian of a young child? If so, our early childhood team works collaboratively with Oakland County schools, families, and communities to develop a systematic approach to support the development and academic achievement of all children from birth to kindergarten. If you or someone you know is interested in free preschool, yes, free preschool, call 1-844-456-5432. That's 1-844-456-5432. Welcome back to Educationally Speaking. Today's guest is Juwan Willis. He is the Oakland Schools Technical Campus Northeast Automotive Technology Instructor. Juwan, you were recently recognized as the Burl Shoemaker ASE Education Foundation Instructor of the Year. This is national recognition. What does that mean to you? And please walk us through that experience of the whole deal.
The best way to describe what it means to me, I can do it in one word, which is validation. The experience, it was actually a great experience. I was surprised when I got the call that I had beat out every high school and college instructor in the country.
We're talking how many instructors, you think?
There are tens of thousands of automotive instructors, because it's all at a K-12 level and at a post-secondary.
Great work, Juwan.
They flew us out to San Diego, my wife and I, and we were out there for 5 days. And coming from Michigan to a consistent 70, nice. And an award ceremony, it was really worth it. I think the bigger takeaway, or the most exciting thing for me, is having a platform to help with kind of the agenda of some of the changes for our students. So when I say validation, we have, I have 22 years into working in industry before this last 10 as an instructor and still being adjacent to industry. And one thing with our career pathways associated to automotive is there's a thought process that sometimes someone in the 11th or 12th grade is not mature enough, not old enough, not capable enough to start their career. So this award was specifically for the performance of my students. I'm the coach.
Absolutely.
My students are the Michael Jordans and the LeBron Jameses, Steph Currys. I'm Phil Jackson.
I love it.
Love
the reference.
So they, in 11th and 12th grades, they are doing phenomenal things. They are getting a year to a year and a half worth of internship in dealerships. And it's starting to spread out that it works, instead of the age old, we can't have anyone in our shop until they turn 18. By the time they're 18, it's too late. They already have a commitment for 20 years at a dealership or a local industry partner. So this the strategies that my mentors and my fellow instructors have helped me to develop and implement. It's just that validation that if we do things right, if we do more, we will get more.
Do good, get good, right?
Yes.
Great, great. I'm glad you're getting those results, and it's really showing. If you want to check out the press release on Juwan, you can go to the Oakland Press website. I know they have it on there, and we will have it on the Oakland Schools website as well. So over the years, you've built extensive partnerships with automotive business leaders in our area, dealership owners, for example. Please speak to the importance of these relationships that you've developed and how they've benefited all parties involved, not only our students, which is super important, but also pipelining talent into those workplaces.
Yeah, those relationships are invaluable. We don't need industry partners more than they need us. They don't need us more than we need them. And those partnerships where we're meeting mutually from being able to benefit each other, those have turned out to be some of the strongest. We have average age of automotive technician is about 40 years old, a little bit older. For a collision technician and an automotive technician, it's even older. It's closer to 50 for collision technicians.
Wow.
So we have a gap and a hole that needs to be filled, because the 40, 20 years from now, 60, potentially retiring, and if no one's there to fill the gap,
absolutely,
there's going to be a huge drop-off. So some of those partnerships allow for that mobility of you get a 11th grader, 12th grader even someone that just graduated with a 50-year-old technician with 30, 40 years of experience. And when they combine 2-3 years later, you have a early 20s or even a teenager that's at a level of what would be a technician that's been doing it for 15, 20 years. So we're sealing that gap. And as our industry partners see it, as our parents, as our students see it, everybody commits to an even more in-depth level. And it's growing and expanding.
That's great to hear. And just a roundabout figure, what I found in my research is that the median salary for a technician is around $70,000. And then it goes up from there. So that's graduate level type.
Correct.
Salary. So that's good stuff. And there is money to be made and you can take care of your family. So we want people to know that. We want you young, youthful individuals who are interested in this trade to jump right in. So let's shine some light on some of those students that are out there and they're getting it done. They're out there in the real world. They're making a name for themselves in this industry. What do you got for us? Let's talk about some of those students.
So I'm going to stick with my I call them my Michael Jordan and my LeBron James.
All right.
One is our 2018 graduate. His name's Devin Bailey. He's over at Art Moran Buick GMC, and he went out his senior year, and he's still at that dealership. He's 22. They supported his growth through our strategies. At 19, he was able to buy his own house with no cosigner as an independent tech. Now at 22, he's kind of the experienced guy there. He's a master tech. He does hybrids. He does advanced diesel. He's almost a world-class General Motors technician. He also has 7 out of 8 master pathways done.
Very good.
Because we got into a little competition of who's going to reach world-class sooner. I'm a little bit older than 22, so even if we tie, it's a win for him.
Sure.
And he's at a level at 22 as a technician, income and talent-wise, productivity-wise, that it takes most guys 30 or more years to reach.
Sure.
Our second is Kenyon Knight. Kenyon Knight's at Art Moran Buick GMC also. And Devin, we have a little co-ed fraternity thing going. So Kenyon got in. Devin helped Kenyon move forward because all of our alumni is going to help current and other alumni. So Kenyon, 9 months after graduation, he didn't buy a house, but what he did was became the youngest ASE master technician in the country.
Wow.
Pretty much that has ever existed at 18 and 9 months. He's also going for world class. He has 1 of the 8. He's currently 19. And he's at an income level of, I'd say, a technician that's been out for 15 years, and he graduated in 2021.
Wonderful.
So he's just barely over a year out of graduation.
And building a life for himself.
Yeah. So that's our LeBron James and Jordan, and doesn't matter which is which, I'm still Phil Jackson.
There you go. That's right. Always and forever, right? But those young bucks, they got the juice, so we need to stay sharp. We need to keep working. We need to keep learning ourselves, right? Shout out to those two young men doing great things. You mentioned hybrid, that those two young men even have hybrid technicians. How has the implementation of both hybrid and electrical vehicles impacted your program, your instruction, your curriculum?
So the hybrid, so we currently have a fully electric riding more zero turn that we're teaching on and learning on. And then the Margaret Dunning Foundation has been great to automotive programs and definitely the one here. And I'm pushing for their support to begin a hybrid program here with their funding. It seems pretty positive that we'll be able to get there. And it's here. So all of the students are already stepping into that electrical, that hybrid. They're already stepping into that high voltage stuff, so they don't have the intimidation or trepidation that literally in the industry we have guys that's been doing it for 25, 30 years, and they're so hesitant to touch hybrid technology that it's creating a deficit for even dealerships to be able to sell hybrid vehicles.
Wow.
So we are diving in, Both feet.
Good.
A couple of years, we should have a pretty strong hybrid program here at the high school level.
Sounds great. I love that. What message do you have for parents and students who are considering OSTC program? It doesn't necessarily have to be automotive, but it could. And so what would you say to them?
So I have, we have a great framework here that I can borrow from instead of having to reinvent the wheel. So first and foremost, I'd say have your child or your student visit at least three different programs that they're interested in. Have them pick a number one, number two, number three. As they do that, I have six children, and as a parent, it's extremely difficult sometimes to support the vision that my child has when I don't really fully agree or understand it. So we have to do that thing and step back a little bit and support the choice that our student makes. If we want them to do engineering and they want to do culinary, we push them into engineering and they do it, they make a haphazard effort. But if we let them go to culinary, they give a 100% effort. So that's kind of a big thing. We get them to get some exploration, and then we support the choice that they make since they're the ones that got to get up and go to work.
Absolutely.
That, I think, is kind of the best advice I could give, because when it comes to my students, those students that were told to come to automotive don't perform anywhere near as those students that chose to come to automotive.
Right.
And it's consistent through welding, collision, culinary, every other program here. If we let it be student-led for their passion. Me, I don't know if I would have attended school regularly and met the conditions that this counselor put on me if I had been forced to do what somebody else wanted me to do.
Sure.
Versus what made sense to me.
Something passionate. You want to be passionate about
right.
it. If we give the choice, choice theory, big on that in education, let these children make choices, our young adults make choices, of course, with some, within reason, right?
Yeah. Give them a number of choices.
Definitely.
Instead of saying, what do you want?
Absolutely.
Say, what do you want between this, this, and this?
I love it. Yep, you're absolutely spot on there. Before we wrap up, I do want to have a little bit of fun and just play a little bit of trivia, some automotive trivia. You're a car guy, obviously, so let's start with this one. What was the first car to be mass-produced?
That Model T it sticks in your head, so everybody always goes with
Model
T.
If I had a bell, I'd ding it right now. Maybe our producer, Brian Beck, will ring a bell here. What is the largest automotive company in the world?
I'm from Flint, Michigan, so I always want to go straight with General Motors, but I'm not actually sure.
All right. It is the Toyota Motor Company, actually. Toyota has taken that over. Let's move to what's the most popular car color out of all the... And it's getting fancy out there. I see what's on the road here.
Right.
Lots of options.
I want it to just simply be red so much, but it's white.
All right. All right. Nice work, Jawan, there. All right, here we go. Let's go with the most expensive car ever sold. It was a 1963 Ferrari 250 GTO selling for how much in 2018? I'll give you some options on this one. That can be difficult. Let's go with 60 million, 70 million, or 80 million. What's your guess there?
70 million.
Yes, sir. You are spot on here.
I'd like
one,
to get
three
five
out of four
those
here. Yeah, doing well here. All right, one last one before we go. Fastest production car ever produced.
Again, I'd like it to be like a Camaro or Corvette.
It would be great, right?
Bugatti.
A Bugatti. Yes, correct. It is a Bugatti. In 2005, it was the Bugatti. Jawan, I want to thank you for your time, for being our guest today. You're doing such great work. You are the instructor of the year. You're earning these certifications. But at the end of the day, I know that you're focused on children and serving every student every day. And we thank you for that. Before we ride out into the sunset, any last words?
Yeah, I'd like to, there's a couple of quotes that kind of have been guiding me through my entire career. One of them is, one that would have the fruit must climb the tree. And that's a Thomas Fuller quote. The other two are, they grew from that initial quote. Growing a technician takes providing a waterfall of experiences shared through the patience of strong guidance. That's my quote. And then the last is, we need our own intrinsic motivations, and the biggest reason to do more is to get more. That's a quote that I probably use every day in class.
I love it, Juwan. And so Juwan has a little poetry in him. So that's good. The poet here. Juwan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you again for taking the time. Happy holidays to you and your family. And thanks again to all of our listeners. I want to say hello and thank you to everyone listening at 89.5 WAHS, 89.3 Lakes FM, RadioCMLF.org. Remember, you can download the Educationally Speaking podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. This podcast was brought to you by Oakland Schools Intermediate School District's Communication Services and is produced by Media Production Specialist Brian Beck. You can find all episodes on Educationally Speaking on our Oakland Schools website and at oakland.k12.mi.us and Anchor FM. We hope you will continue to tune in as we discuss topics that affect every student every day. And on behalf of everyone here at Oakland Schools, have a happy and safe holiday season. We'll be back in 2023.